Given. Tumata here for Safari Hines is a law student and an activist from Rangatahi Māori and named the recipient of Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand's Gary Weir Legacy Award. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Tumata here for tēnā koe.
Kia ora, kia ora, kia ora.
Leila te mihi. Hey, tell us about Amnesty International and how it offers funding opportunities such as this Legacy Award for supporting Rangatahi of strong desire to defend and advance human rights. Firstly, congratulations. It must be neat to get this sort of acknowledgement. How did you feel about being singled out in this way, Te Mate Heapo?
Yeah, no, I'm just really grateful, really. Really grateful to Amnesty International, a kaupapa that's focused on forwarding initiatives that bring human rights, and particularly in this case, Indigenous rights, the rights of Indigenous peoples, to the front. And the actual award itself comes from the Gary Weir, Gary Weir's whānau. It's an award created in his memory. And yeah, like I said, I'm just really grateful to have been selected. I think it's less about me and more about the whakaaro that I laid down. And the whakaaro that I laid down was about creating resources and creating tools with the pūtea that can help inform our people around Indigenous rights, around te tiriti o waitangi, around te whakaputanga. And because I'm a firm believer that if our people know more, then they can do more. If they don't know more, then they can't do more. You only know what you know.
Well, that's a fair call too. So there is a lot to understand, and we get the impression a lot of people are pretty self-centred, te mata hiapo, you know, trying to feather their own nest. But the reality is there's so much that we can do. I take your point too that we can't help out where we don't know there are issues. What would you say of the work of Amnesty and the wider understanding that our rangatahi have about some of the important issues that long-standing organisations trying to advance?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting that Amnesty, and I think not just Amnesty, but some of these other big organisations are really making positive steps towards trying to help Māori and Indigenous rights causes. And it's really cool. I mean, because, you know, all kaupapa that try to forward human rights, no matter whether they're Indigenous rights, disability rights, other minority rights, they're all positive, they're all good things. But I think, particularly in response to the government, I think I was really happy that this did go through, because I think a lot of these big organisations are really trying to ask themselves, how can they support rangatahi Māori in our country's context? How can they support rangatahi Māori to create kaupapa or support existing kaupapa that forward Māori rights, Indigenous rights and Māori aspirations and dreams?
When you look at the work of Amnesty International, what are you most satisfied about with the mahi that they're doing? And what loom is the most pressing issues as we move into 24?
That's, you know, is a big question. As an international body, Amnesty does a lot around the world. As a subpart of the international body, Amnesty within Aotearoa, helps support different kaupapa, different campaigns that are being run here. And I think the most pressing, I mean, it's quite difficult. I tend to not say that one thing is the most pressing issue, but if I did, it would probably be the attacks on te tiriti o waitangi, even though some people might not see the immediate connection and immediate effect it will have on people. I think particularly considering te tiriti's foundational and constitutional importance, the attempted redefinition of it to what David Seymour sees as Treaty of Waitangi, as the Treaty of Waitangi and its principles, is probably the biggest thing because it has the most foundational and long-term consequences that could really stick in our people for a long time if it does go through. So, but then you know, it's hard to say that because the government has so many different policies that they're intending and will bring, whether it's smoke-free repeal so that our people can die more to fund the tax cuts, or whether it's repealing the natural hazards bill to take out the mana of hapu and iwi to be worked with directly by government, and taking out, for example, te mana o te wai, and putting forward and prioritising personal property rights as opposed to te mana o te taiao. So, yeah, so I think biggest issue for me is Te Tiriti o Waitangi, but I think they're all quite big, all of the different issues across the spectrum, and we need to do our best to try and stay across all of them.
Tēnā koe, te matahi apo. A tool for change. Social media is impacting our lives, and particularly for our rangatahi, more so than perhaps those of my age. But you see it as a very useful tool to spread information, solid information that our people can then make their decisions on or shape their opinions with. How do you see it as a tool for the advancement of Indigenous rights globally?
I mean, I think, like you already alluded to, we know that social media is probably the one of the most primary means of communication, particularly, like you said, for my generation. And I think, you know, we need to take the mountain to the people as opposed to telling everybody to come to the mountain. And so what I mean by that is creating the resources within and within the context and in the place that people already are. And so we know social media is really strongly used by people. We know that a particular type of social media posts, so reels, are prioritized by Instagram's algorithms and, for example, TikTok. And so those are the particular forms that are, one, being prioritized by the algorithms of social media apps. They're, two, what people are really tuning into. And so it just makes sense to make educational videos in that same form and put them out to people and hope people pay the 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes long of attention that it'll take to learn something new.
Tēnā koe. Again, congratulations on the acknowledgement, Te Matahi Apo. Bit curious about your academic trajectory. Where are you at with your studies? What are you hoping to eventually move into?
I'm done, actually. So I finished this last trimester, all my papers, and yeah, that's that. That's done. That's my te reo and Māori Studies BA with my LLB. And where am I going from now? I want to learn how to whatu kākahu, and yep, I'm going to hopefully find a job in Māori language and cultural revitalization.